Today is December 7th, 2022, and this is the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment. Snowstorm in county ceases. The violent snow blizzard, which visited Grace Harbor Tuesday all day and fell until late last night, apparently had spent its full force for yesterday. No further fall came, and efforts of residents in city and county were bent towards repairing the damage done and in opening up congested traffic routes. Roads continued in bad condition throughout the county, but were being gradually opened up and traffic was resuming yesterday. Numerous cars, stalled away from the premises of their owners when this sudden fall hit them, were hauled out and taken to their garages. In numerous places, trees were either blown down or carried by snow weight across roads, but yesterday the majority of these were cleared away to open traffic. Polson Logging Company operated its camps yesterday in spite of the heavy snow of Tuesday, and every mill but the Eureka got underway by noon. Other camps, it was said last night, would be able to resume if the weather continues warm. Only 2 weeks remain before the stoppage of work for the Christmas holidays, but the mills are desirous of continuing until then, if possible, to fill existing orders, and not delay ships already scheduled for cargoes here. In other news, man drops dead on city street. Frank A. Dunn, rancher on a small place at the foot of Martin Street in Elma, dropped dead yesterday afternoon about 3:30 o'clock in the snow on the walk between 8th and 7th Streets on L in Hoquiam. An autopsy will be performed this morning by Coroner O.R. Austin to determine the cause of death. The body is at the Pinnock Mortuary pending the finding of his widow and the making of funeral arrangements. Arthur Gaffney of 403 M Street, a mail carrier, reported to police headquarters at 3:45 p.m. that a man was lying dead on the sidewalk in the 700 block on L Street. Chief T.A. Carnine and Detective Dave Johnson investigated. A crowd of 75 to 100 persons quickly gathered about the body, but though several said they had seen his face before, none was able to identify him. Coroner Austin ordered C.C. Pinnock to take charge of the body and notify the sheriff's office. In other news, may tow no more David rafts from Quileute here. J.R. Waugh, president of the Quileute Boom and Driving Company, declared yesterday that efforts to bring further Davis log rafts from the Quileute River to Grace Harbor may be given up. The pulp and paper company at Port Angeles, which has contracted for a large quantity of the spruce on the Quileute, will make its own rafts and do its own towing hereafter, he stated. The loss of the second Davis raft recently in the Straits, while it was being towed from the Quileute to Port Angeles, has caused towing to be discontinued during the remainder of the winter storm season. And finally, and now Aberdeen's dad says that no chicken coops can be built. The chicken, which so persistently awakened Citizen Wallace from his early morning slumbers, causing him to appeal to the city council for help 2 weeks ago, started something. Aberdeen now has an ordinance making it a misdemeanor to build a chicken coop within 25 feet of a residence. Just how near to a residence a coop can be without being a nuisance was the subject of considerable discussion at the council meeting last night. Councilman Cloud suggested 20 feet, and Councilman Phillips in favoring 30. Split the difference, said Councilman Empey, and this was done. Every phase of the chicken question was discussed until someone asked the relative length of a chicken's life, and no one could answer the question. The subject was dropped. This was originally printed in the Grays Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on December 7, 1922. With the chill of the season now upon us, we invite you to step into the warmth of the Polson Mansion by spending a leisurely hour or two exploring your Grays Harbor County's history at the Polson Museum in Hoquiam. And this Sunday, December 11th, we invite you to join us from noon to 4 for our annual Christmas open house. Admission is free for the day, though we welcome donations for the local food bank. We've decorated the mansion for the holidays and are well stocked in the museum store for the history lover on your list. Through the end of the year, we're open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment.